Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabosai. It is a tremendous chus to be back on the mic, as it were. I took a bit of a trip to see family over Yontif, and it was a wonderful, wonderful trip. But back in Eretz Yisrael and back on schedule for the most part, and back in Talmud Bavli, which is very exciting. We will start today Maseches Yuma, and again a very exciting time in the Daf Yomi in general. I guess really before Shkolim is also exciting, but basically through the next year or so, we're going to make 7 or 8 Siyumim until we get to the end of Seder Moed. Right, we have Yuma for about 3 months. We have Sukkah for about 2 months, and then pretty much we have a Masechta a month until the end of Seder Moed, which again, is an exciting time. If you're just starting the Daf Yomi, it's an exciting time to jump in. And if you've been going, it's also very exciting, right? Yuma will be very different than Shkolim, obviously. The Masechta in general deals mostly, primarily, with the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. That will become super relevant. But even for us, we obviously the Avodah Beis HaMikdash is prominent in the Tfilos on Yom Kippur. We have a whole part in Musaf where we kind of say it over on our own. The Kriyas HaTorah talks about the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. So it's a shame, just like we had with Pesachim. Although this is not going to take us quite up to Yom Kippur, like we had with Pesachim, finishing Pesachim like a week before. That was amazing. But Yuma, we will finish in about 3 months, and then Mitzvah Shem, that will give us a backdrop to kind of appreciate Yom Kippur even more than we do already. Just one quick note about the name of the Masechta, then we'll dive right in. If you notice, Yuma obviously means the day, Yom, the day in Aramaic. Why is the name of the Masechta in Aramaic as opposed to Pesachim, Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, all the other Masechtas that refer to holidays or such topics that most Masechtas are not in Aramaic? Obviously, the Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, we do have some, but especially the holiday ones are not in Aramaic. So it is suggested that perhaps based on the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos says that Malachim do not understand Aramaic. They only speak Lashon HaKodesh. So perhaps it could be, right, Yom Kippur is the one day when the Satan, who is the Malach HaMavis, who is the Yetzer Hara, right, does not have any koach over us. So perhaps it could be that that's a nod to that idea that we don't want the Satan to have any koach over us as we learn the halachos of the day, and that we want to get a full and complete atonement straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any intervention from any competing forces. Obviously, that not to say that they're equal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't want to have the Chas HaShalom, right? But we don't want to have anything to do with the Sultan. We don't want to have anything to do with Malachim. We don't want any of that stuff. We leave the Malachim out of here, and we're going to learn and connect directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our limud. But okay, that's I forget where I saw that, but in one of the introductions in one of the Sfarim, that was suggested. Okay, either way, let's dive into the Masechta. So the first Mishnah here talks about preparing the Kohen Gadol for the Avodah. Let's just read it and it'll become clear. Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom Kippur Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mebeis Ola Lelishkas Parhedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, so on Gimel Tishrei, he separated the Kohen Gadol from his house, as the Gemara is going to say, Beis Ozu Ishto, or I guess the Mishnah will probably explain that. No, I take it back. The Mishnah will not explain that. Okay, either way, we take the Kohen Gadol away from his house as well, and away from his wife, because we don't want any psul, anything that will cause him to become tame, either a carry or something else. Right? We basically separate the Kohen Gadol. Quarantine, unfortunately, is a common thing or something we're familiar with nowadays. But he's basically quarantined there for 7 days in a place called the Lishkas HaParhedrin, which is we'll see where it is in the Gemara. We'll talk about where it is in the Beis Hamikdash. Umat kinen lo Kohen Acher Tachtav, and we also set up a backup. Just in case, right? Shema Yerevo Psul, maybe he'll become possible to perform the Avodah. Obviously, the Kohen Gadol had to be completely Tahar, could not have any carry, could not have any other issues. As we'll see this right now, if his wife passed away, so Kohen Gadol had to be married. So we basically set up a backup just to make sure, right? We need this Avodah of the Kohen Gadol Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. That has to happen. So whatever we do, whatever, according to Tanakhama, we make sure to set up all these precautions to make sure that the Kohen Gadol himself is tahor. Rabbi Yehuda says we go even further. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Isha Acheres Matkinin Lo Shema Tamos Ishto. We even will set aside another wife for him. Right, we set a backup wife. Shinamar, as the pasuk says, V'chiper Bado V'Beiso. Okay, the Gemara. Sorry, the Mishnah does say that. My bad. The Beiso Zu Ishto. Right, that his house is his wife, meaning the Kohen Gadol has to be married. V'chiper Bado, he atones for himself. V'ad Beiso, and for his house, and for his wife, meaning the Kohen Gadol has to be married when he does the avoda. If Rachman al son, his wife would pass away, so we prep another woman ready to roll, ready to step into that and marry him, so that he is married. So Amar Lo, they said to him, Rabbi Yehuda, no, Imkain ain't the davar sof. Well, if that's true, right, as Rashi and Tosfos both point out, right, maybe the second one will also die. Right, you're going to line up, like what? You're going to keep on lining up 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 women. Right, maybe they'll all die. Like, you know, at the end of the Versof, and it never ends. So we're not going to go that far in terms of preparing the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Tan Hasim, Lord of the Mishnah. Shivas Yomim called them straight as a para, Hayum Afrishin Kohen Aser, as a para, Mibesol Lishcha, Shalpnei Abira. We have a similar halacha by Para Aduma. That's 7 days before the burning of the Para Aduma, you would separate the Kohen who's going to burn the Para Aduma from his house, and you take him Lalishka Sha'alpnei Habira to the chamber. That was in the Kol, we'll explain exactly what Pnei Habira means in a minute, but basically that was a place somewhere in Har Habayis, Tzafona Mizracha, in the northeast part of the Beis HaMikdash. Velishkas Beis Evan Haisa, and it was a made of stone, it was a house made of stone. Haisa Nikris. That's what it was called. And it was the chamber of the stone, or the stone house. Right? V'lama nikra shmo lishka space. I don't know why they call it that. Shekol maseh b'klei galolim klei avadim u'klei adama. Because everything you did in that house was made with these three types of kalim, with kalim made of dung, of stone, of pottery, basically because they're not makabel tuma. Right? Again, we have to make sure this coin is tahar. All the kalim they had in there were not makabel tuma. My time up. What's the reason? Well, we go through all this. Came into Tvul Yom Kasher Vipara. Now, the Gemara is going to have a very funny reason why we make sure that the Kohen is Tahor right before he burns the Para Aduma. And I'll just tell it to you, and then we can read it inside the Gemara. Basically, they needed the Kohen to be Tahor for the 7 days beforehand so that they could be Metame him on the day before that they bring the para. Now, what in the world are you talking about? So, basically, as we're going to learn right now, I thought the whole point was to do Petara. Yes, Enochinami, but as follows. We're going to learn right now that a Tvul Yom is allowed to bring and burn the para duma. What's a Tvul Yom? So, again, as we mentioned before in this Stuff Yomi cycle, that a Tvul Yom is someone who is Tameh, let's say Tameh Sheretz. He touched a Sheretz, right? We just had Parsha Shmini. A Sheretz, one of the Sheretz, a Sheretz Al-Aretz, who died. So a person touched a Sheretz and he has to go to the mikvah. But part of his going to the mikvah, part of his Tahara process is going to the mikvah, that's one. But also, what's called Harif Shemesh, he needs the sun to go down. So if you went to the mikvah, let's say at 3 o'clock, and the sun goes down at 7 o'clock, he's still called a Tvul Yom between 3 and 7. What Tvul Yom literally means, he went to the mikvah that day, and he's not completely Tahor, not entirely Tahor. So the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk to Darshan that a Tvul Yom, that type of person who's still not 100% Tahor, is still Tahor enough to bring and burn the Para Aduma. So why do we want that person specifically to bring the Para Aduma? Fascinatingly, it's to contradict the opinion of the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim, the conservative/reform of the time, they held that a Tvul Yom is not allowed to burn the Para Aduma, and you had to wait until nightfall. Only someone who had complete and full completion of the Tahara process, right, after the sun went down, only that type of person is allowed to handle the Para Aduma. So to contradict and show that they are wrong, we specifically set the Kohen aside, and if you look at the Mishnayos and Para, so it's quite an elaborate process, we specifically set the Kohen aside to be Tahar until the point where we're going to be Metameh him. Right, then stick him in a mikvah, and then right, he's going to be a Tvul Yom. He's going to be waiting for sundown, and then he can specifically burn the Para Aduma. Right, to get, right, as you can see already, the tension between, let's say, the reform of the time and obviously the Orthodox, shall we say. I hate using labels, but that's, let's say, the modern analogies between the Tzedukim and the Purushim. So that's what basically what the idea is. So that's the back of the Gemara. Now, my time, what's the reason for all this? Kevan the Tvul Yom kosher v'para. Since a Tvul Yom is kosher to burn and bring the para duma, the Tanan, if you learn the Mishnah, metame and hayu a kohen, a sorif is a para, they would be metame the kohen who would burn the para duma, umadbila no so, and they would dip him in the mikvah that day, and as I explained, that would make him a tful yom, and then he would burn it. Lahotzi miliban shal tzedukim, to contradict what the tzedukim say, shayu omrim b'mo'urave ha-shemesh ha-isanases. Because the tzedukim used to say that the paraduma could only be done through someone who had Harav Shemesh, someone who had a completion of his Tara process. So therefore, Takinu L'Rabbanon, Klei Galalim, Klei Avanim, Klei Adama. And so the Chazal were metakein, they should use these utensils. They're not Mekabel Tome. So people, they wouldn't treat it inappropriately. Right? If you look at Rashi, a whole Tul Yom kosher para, people might say, since a Tul Yom is kosher to bring the paraduma, in Sarach, that's reason by Bashmir is Tara Lakach. You don't need to be careful about Tara. Right? Who cares? So Lakach osu la malos harve la Tara vizu echamim. So therefore, the Chazal made all of these rules to make sure everything was done with Tara, right? To reinforce the fact that, yeah, a Tul Yom can do it, but someone who's Tameh cannot. Okay, so the Gemara says, now, so Maishat Tzvonim Mizracha, so why was this chamber in the northeast of the Beis HaMikdash complex? Because Kevin Dechatasi, since the Parah is Achatas, the Torah calls it Achatas, Vechatas Tuna Tzvona, and that's where the Korban Chatas was brought, in the north. Uksivba, and the Pasuk says, Alochach Pnei Ohel Moed, right, to the what's it called? To the front, meaning El Nochach Pnei Ohel Moed, to the front, which is the east of the Ohel Moed. So therefore, as Takinu L'Rabbanan Lishkan Tzfonim Mizracha, right? So therefore, this chamber was in the northeast. Keichu D'Lahav L'Yakira, to point out, you know, that this is why we're setting aside the Kohen for this. Okay, so the Gemara says now, if you remember, the phrase was that it was in the northeast corner of the Bira. So what's my Bira? What is that? What is that? So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, Makam Haya Bar Rabbayis, Ubira Shmo. That's a place on Harabayis. There's some place, you know, outside the Beis HaMikdash called Bira, right? That's where it was. I'm still on Harabayis, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, right? Your Shlagish says, no. Call HaMikdash Kulu Kore Bira. Right? The entire Beis HaMikdash was called Bira. Shanemar HaBira Sher HaChinosi. That's David. Writes that, right? He writes that. Where's that puzzle? That's in... Right, they're very young. No, if you look at Shlomo bni tain levav shalein lishmor tzuzav, etc. V'livnos habira sharachinosi. Right, David is saying that Shlomo was the one who would build the bira that I prepared. Right, that's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now how do you know? The Gemara is about to ask. How do you know that you separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur and 7 days before the Parah Aduma, right? Again, the Mishnah said, and the Mishnah that we quoted in the Gemara, right, both those Mishnahs say that we do this, but where do you get it from? So, Menah Hani Mili, how do you know that you have to do this? So, Amar Rabbi Minyomi Bar Chilkia, Amar Mechasia Bar Idi, Amar Yochanan, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, now this Pasuk is not by Yom Kippur, nor is it by the Parah Aduma. It's by what we just read this week, Parsha Shmini, the Mei Miluim, that the Kohanim had to be separated 7 days before the Chanukah Samishkan, and then Vayi Bayom Shmini, right, on the eighth day, then they had the Chanukah Samishkan. So the Pasuk says, Kasher Asa Bayom HaZeh, just like we did on this day, right, Tziva Hashem, Tziva Hashem Lasos, Lechaper Alechem. Hashem commanded to do, to atone for you. Meaning, so just like we did by the Yimei Miluim, by the inauguration of the Mishkan, so too Hashem commanded Lechaper Alechem to atone for you. So you have the word lasos. So Hashem commanded, Tziva Hashem, lasos, to do, Lechaper, to atone Alechem for you. The Gemara is going to use both those words, lasos and Lechaper, as you can imagine, to teach the one to teach the part of Duma and one to teach the Yom Kippur that we separate the Kohen 7 days before. Lasos, right? Elu Yimei Parah. All right, that's the days, Elu Maisei Parah, not, I don't know, what did I say? Elu Maisei Parah, that's the Parah Duma. Lechaper, Elu Maisei Yom Kippurim. And that's, that, right, the word Lechaper teaches us that you separate the Kohen from before the Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Bishlama Kule Krabba Parah Lomatukan. Gemara says, Bishlama, I understand where the entire pasuk is not talking about the Parah Aduma, right? You can't take the entire pasuk to teach me that it's referring to the Parah Aduma. Again, because the pasuk says, just like we did this by the Miluim, so too Hashem commanded to do to atone for you. So that can't be referring to the Parah Aduma because it says Lachaper Ksiv, Upara Lav Bar Kaparahu, right? Because the Parah Aduma, it says Lachaper, to atone, right? And the Parah Aduma, it's not atonement. It's to be metahir. It's to purify, but it's not for to atone for any sin. It's not a korban. Right? So ela ema kula krab yom kippurim ksiv. Well, maybe. How do you know that the pasuk is talking about a parah aduma at all? Maybe that entire pasuk is talking about yom kippur. Yom kippur is the quintessential atonement. So Amrei, so they said tziva tziva yolef tziva tziva, because you have a gzir shava tziva tziva. Because ksiv hacha says over here tziva Hashem lasos, right? That's our pasuk that we just quoted. Ksiv hasam, it says by the parah aduma zos chukah hasatora asher tziva Hashem leimor. Right? So malahalan para afkan para umakan prisha af lahalan prisha. So again, just like over there, right? It referred to a para. And so to over here, right, again, it's talking about, right, you see a connection between the inauguration of the Mishkan and the Parah Aduma, and then we have to separate the coins. The Gemara says, V'ema tziva tziva d'yom ha-kippurim, d'yom ha-kippurim. Well, maybe, right, you have the word tziva by Yom Kippur as well. Right, the pasuk says, V'ya'as kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. So why don't we connect this tziva to the tziva by Yom Kippur? Why are you connecting it to the tziva of the Parah Aduma? The Gemara says, Dan in tziva shelifnei asiya, mitziva, not mitzvah, but mitziva shalifne dilas fnei asiya, because we're gonna. It makes more sense to connect a tziva that was the word tziva that was before the mitzvah was done to a tziva that was also before a mitzvah was done. Ve'in done in tziva dil achar asiya, mitziva dilas fnei asiya. And it doesn't make sense to connect it to a tziva that said after the fact. Meaning the word tziva by the Chanukah Samishkan and by the Parah was before the fact. The word tziva, right, is by Yom Kippur, right? What did we say? If you look at the second line, vayas Moshe did kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe, right? It's already done. Meaning that tziva is already after the fact. So it makes more sense to connect two tzivas that are speaking before the mitzvah is done, right? That pasuk by the Miluim is before Aaron brought all the korbanos, and by the Parah Aduma also. That's the first pasuk. Zos chu kas haTorah. That's already the. That's before all the stuff's going on. So it makes much more sense to connect those two tzivas as opposed to the tziva by Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, okay, fine, forget the Yom Kippur, but ema tziva de korbanos. Maybe we should connect the tziva of the Miluim to the tziva of korbanos. The Chteva's Basik says, b'yom tzavosos b'nei Yisrael. So maybe by every korban, you should have to separate a coin 7 days before. So Gemara says, no, done in tziva mitziva, vein done in tzavoso. Mitziva. Right, well, the word savoso is different. So you're going to take tziva tziva as opposed to tziva and savoso. The Gemara says, "Ma'naf kamina." Who cares that the words are different? Right, and again, whenever the Gemara has this back and forth, it always quotes this Gemara. We already had it in Erevin. It's a bunch of places throughout Shas. Hatana debei Rabbi Shmuel, v'shava koin u'bara koin, zu yeshiva zu ibia. Where we have Xer Shava, basically those psukim are, we're going to read this week's Parsha in Tazria Mitzorah, I forget which one it's in one of those two, but it's talking about basically when the coin, I think it's a Mitzorah, when the coin, Mestamen is a Mitzorah, when the coin comes to inspect the house for Tzaras, so he comes and he has to do all these things, the process of checking or whatever. So basically he comes a couple times. And the first time it says all, I think the first time, I forget which one it is, but by one of the times when the coin comes, it describes all the processes he has to do. He has to scrape the rock, etc., take it out, whatever. And then it doesn't say that the second time. So the Gemara learns, Vishav Uba, right, both refer to the coin coming and checking the Mitzorah, the Tzaras, right? That we learn Xer Shava, that he does the same process twice, even though it doesn't say by all the details by the second time. And you see the word, obviously, Vishavuba, those are completely different words. Yes, they connote that the coin is coming to give to check the Tzaras, but those are obviously completely different words, so it doesn't matter. Right? You can do Xer Shava if the words are different, so certainly what does it matter that Siva and Siva, Tzav Aso, are different? So Gemara says, yeah, okay, Hani Mili Hechadu Leka Dedamila. Right, well, that's when you don't have no other option that is similar, right? If you have just Vishav and just Uba, so they're going to connect the two. But if you have a Tziva and Tziva, or you have a Tziva and Savoso, so obviously you're going to choose the word that's the same, right? Avahecha de'ika d'damila, d'damila, when you have a Xerishav, a possibility, that's the same word, right? I mean, d'damila yofinan, right? You're certainly going to choose the one that's the same. Okay. Fine. So that's the end. That's how we learn that a paraduma has to separate the kohen. You have a gzerik shava ktsiva tziva from the mehavilu. Now back to the that pasuk. It also said lechaper, right? I shared what was it? Lasos lechaper alechem. So lechaper elu yume elam masay. Keep on doing that. Elam masay. Yom HaKippurim. That's referring to Yom Kippur, that we also separate the kohen. Ve'ema kapara de korbanos. As the Gemara says, maybe you can compare the kapara of the Yemei Miluim to the kapara of all the korbanos. Why do you pick Yom Kippur? As the Gemara says, maybe miadinan. I guess I could have asked this earlier, but miadinan hey kohen misrami the barley prisha. Well, okay, if you're going to do it for all the korbanos. So how do you know which kohen is bringing the korban? Right, on Yom Kippur, it's the kohen gadol. Right, he's the one doing the avoda. But by all the korbanos, right, there are tons of kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. Well, how do you know which one to separate? So Gemara says, okay, Amri, alam aloni boyle the prisha lekuli mishmeres Beis Av. So okay, I don't understand the problem. Meaning the Beis Hamikdash was populated by kohanim, but there was a cycle. Everybody took turns. Right, 2 weeks on, right, 2 weeks for each Beis Av. So you could just separate. Whoever's turn it was, right, they should have to quarantine 7 days before they go. Right, it could be a general rule: quarantine 7 days before you go. Right, you know, whatever your turn is, right, you just take all the kohanim and quarantine them. As Gemara says, "Dan in davar shekavul ozman, mi davar shekavul ozman," because we prefer to connect something that has a set time period. Right, vayom hashmini, that was a kavul ozman. We're going to connect that to Yom Kippur, which is a set time, as opposed to right lafuke, to exclude all the korbanos, the chol yom etnehu, because you have korbanos all the time. You don't have a set time, specific time for this, that korban, this korban. What happens all the time? It's not a specific occurrence. Okay, so it makes more sense to connect those two things. The emor regalim. Oh, okay. So if you're telling me you need a specific korban that is brought at a specific time, so the emor regalim. So why don't you pick a different holiday? So the Gemara says, because we'd prefer to link something that happened once, i.e. the Yemei Elulim before the Chanukah Samishkan, to something that happens once during the year. Lafuke regalim, to exclude all the other holidays, right? The lav pam achas b'shana. It's not only once a year, right? The regalim, right? All the regalim, meaning this is talking about regalim in general, right? There are a bunch of holidays that fall out during the year. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, ve'im a regal echad. So pick one. So maybe it's talking about a different single holiday throughout the year, not Yom Kippur. And if you tell me, well, I don't know which one to pick, so you could choose, right? Figure it out. Ichaga Pesach, maybe you should Chaga Matzos. Right? Did that subconsciously, but maybe it's Pesach. Hovul Pesach ba'akaz of Tchila, because that's the first holiday that's mentioned when you look at the list of the holidays. What's it called? Or Ichaga Sukkos, or you could choose Sukkos. Hovul Merubim Mitzvaso, since you have so many more mitzvos. On Sukkos, right? When I read this Gemara initially, I thought it meant you have so many more korbanos. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that you have all these mitzvahs on Sukkos. You have the sukkah, you have the lulav, you have the rava, you have nisuch hamayim. So you have all these mitzvahs on Sukkos. It is coming off of Pesach. You do have a bunch of mitzvahs that are also shaykh to Pesach. Okay, maybe could be that the korban Pesach, right, matzah, maror, all that stuff is Super Tzis Mitzrayim. Could be that's all wrapped up in one kind of night, but okay. Either way, you certainly do the mitzvos on Sukkos more times than the mitzvos you have on Pesach. So maybe you could choose those. As Gemara says, Eladan in Prisha Shiva Liom Echad Miprishas Shiva Liom Echad. We prefer to choose a day that is similar to what we did in the pasuk. What did they do in the pasuk? They separated the kohanim for 7 days, and in order they should bring the korbanos on one day, vayi bayom hashmini, on the eighth day. So that's what we're trying to do here. Ve'in dan prishas shiva l'shiva miprishas shiva liyom echad, and we don't want to compare that to something where you're going to have. Right, again, Sukkos is 7 days. Pesach is 7 days. Right, again, obviously in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz you have Yom Tov Sheni, a little bit different, but that's we're not going to choose something that, you know, to compare that to separate the kohen for 7 days so he can serve for 7 days. That's different than Yemei Miluim, where they separated him for 7 days to serve for one day. Yemashmini the Prishas Shiva Liyom Echadu. Okay. Yemashmini. What about Shmini Atzeres? Right, that's a holiday that's 1 day. So separate the kohen 7 days, all day, all Sukkos, right? For Shmini Atzeres, maybe that's what it's talking about. So it says, "Dan in davar she'in kedusha lefanav, mi davar she'in kedusha lefanav." We'd rather connect a day, a single day that does not have holy days before it, And we prefer not to choose a connection to something that does have Kedusha before, right? Shmini Atzeres is the last of a week of holy days, right? Of Sukkot is Yontif, is Kadosh. So we'd rather choose a single standalone day as opposed to a day that comes after holy days. The Gemara says, one second, V'laf Kavachomahu, but it's logical that you should pick Shmini Atzeres, because Hashta Darash Ein Kedusha Lefanav Boi Prisha, if you're telling me that a day that does not have holy days before it, you need to separate the Kohen, Darash Yish Kedusha Lefanav Lakoshkein. Certainly, if you have days that are holy before this singular day, you should for sure have to separate the Kohen, right? Again, I would argue, again, the Gemara seems to try and argue that a holy day after seven holy days is on a higher Madrega than a standalone Yontif. So Rav Mesharshia, lo, no, that doesn't work, because ha'gzeksiv, because the pasuk says hazeh, and ksiv kazeh, meaning it has to be exactly like this, meaning it uses a pasuk, right? What did the pasuk say? I can't find it now. Obviously, looking on the side, right? Keshet asa bayom hazeh. Right, Tziv Hashem lasos l'chaper adechem. That's the pasuk by the Imei Miluim. So you have the word hazeh, right? Kasher sabayom hazeh, and therefore kazeh lo hitzrich prisha el dugmaso. Meaning specifically this case, right? Everything has to be similar. It has to be 7 days of unholy days, right? Separating the kohen, and then having one standalone day like they had by the Imei Miluim before the Mishkan. Rav Ashi says, no, mi ika midi di ika rego lo boi prisha. Tofel di day boi prisha. It doesn't make sense that it should be Shmini Atzeres. Right, just logically, forget the pasuk of Hazeh, that has to be Kazeh, that has to be like this. You don't need to separate, according to this logic, if you would only need to separate the coin before Shmini Atzeres, well, you don't have to separate the coin for Sukkot. Right, and Shmini Atzeres is tofel, fascinating how the Gemara describes it. It's secondary almost to the holiday of Sukkot, right? The main holiday is Sukkot. You have Shmini Atzeres, right? Kosher like Pirat Aschem, right? It's hard for us to leave, right? Kosh Baruch Hu, hard for me to leave, right? Kosh Baruch Hu says, come back for one more holy day. Well, that's coming on the heels of Sukkot. You're telling me that you don't need to separate the Kohen for the Korbanos on Sukkot, and you do need to separate him for the Korbanos on Shmini Atzeres? That doesn't make sense. Therefore, it's not logical that you should have to separate the Kohen leading up to Shmini Atzeres. Okay, we're going to stop here just because this does go on for a little bit onto Amud Aleph. As you can see, Amud Aleph is not so long, so we'll save this for tomorrow. Very exciting to be back learning with you, Rav Osei. Have a great day or night, as you know. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.